The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Nigel Farage joins us to talk about the Trump debate and the BRIC situation. And also, you heard it here first, Marxism will come via the Greens. Via the Greens. They are going to use the green agenda to take over the country. Get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's most important movement, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is one of my favorite guests. He is a great patriot, despite not being a citizen of our beautiful country. Nigel Farage, who is the host of Farage TV on GB News Network. Nigel, welcome to the program. I'm told you are in Milwaukee covering the debate. You are a political genius. What do you think right now of the Republican primary and Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, obviously, Donald Trump is not going to be here. He doesn't need to be here. He's taken the Reagan precedent from 40 years ago, which is when you're so far ahead, what's the point of going on stage and having Chris Christie just chuck rocks at you? How does that help anybody? How does it help the conservative movement? How does it help the Republican cause? So quite right that he's not here. Although, as ever with Donald Trump, even though he's not here, of course, all the stories around him will still dominate this debate, namely this extraordinary spectacle we're going to see on Thursday, where he has to present himself to the jailhouse in Fulton County to be arrested and unbelievably charged a $200,000 bail bond in case he skips the country, which is totally extraordinary. And I got to tell you, the whole of the world is looking on and thinking, what on earth is America becoming? I mean, if you take away people's faith in the judicial system, you are seriously in danger of getting people and taking the law into their own hands. So even though Trump is not here, his presence will be enormous. And I'm here, Charlie. Well, I mean, number one, of course, I've had an intimate relationship with America for 40 years through my working life in commerce and through politics. But I think what's really interesting is this. Who is going to be the VP running mate? And maybe that person will be on the stage in Milwaukee tomorrow evening. Maybe tomorrow is an audition. And I have to say, whether you agree or not, and we'll find out tomorrow what he's really made of, but I do find the entry into this race of Vivek Ramaswamy really, really interesting. I think many of his ideas, and let's hope and believe that he holds them sincerely, much of what he's saying, Charlie, represents, I think, what modern conservatism needs to be. Now, look, he could flop tomorrow completely for all I know, but he's the one that I'm going to be watching very closely indeed.
Yeah, and we are pushing Ron Johnson for the vice presidency, who's from Wisconsin. I think maybe he'll be there or not. So Nigel, that's a really interesting point that you make. So in ruling class, high society American circles, in, let's just say, suburban America, in the suburbs of Chicago or Highland Park outside of Dallas, something that you would hear when Donald Trump was president as an objection for his presidency is the rest of the world is laughing at us. As if I travel abroad and I'm not proud of the country. This is something I would hear routinely. As if, like, I don't care what the French think about America. However, Nigel, it's interesting to now say today Nigel, what does the run-of-the-mill European think of America becoming a third-world banana republic?
Well, I think 2 points here, really. I mean, one, the way that the whole judicial system is being turned against Trump in the most extraordinary way makes us scratch our heads. But secondly, remember this. You know, we have got China, who have been on huge diplomatic initiatives all over the world, whilst, frankly, America has absented itself from leadership. I mean, this nonsense when Biden got elected, America is back, as if Trump had walked away from the rest of the world and behaved like an isolationist. Actually, it's Biden that has completely ignored the rest of the world. And so what we see is the West now is lacking in leadership. The fish rots from the head down, and our potential enemies, be they military or economic, they are now beginning to forge very strong alliances. And Charlie, I've said this on your program before, and I'll say it again. You know, America is the leader of the free world. If America falls, we all fall. And frankly, with this aged and clearly showing signs of dementia president, you know, America's in a bad place, and therefore the rest of us are not in a good place either.
Yeah. And so Nigel, talk about the health of Europe post America's over-the-top funding of this proxy war in Ukraine. Is Europe in a better spot? Is the middle class in the United Kingdom stronger? Do you feel as if that this has been a good idea for NATO to get involved in a proxy war against the Russian Federation?
Well, I mean, I think the truth of it is that if you took a, you know, a Polish perspective on this or a Lithuanian perspective on this, Charlie, you know, you might have a slightly different view. I mean, they are obviously terrified that as Putin, you know, whether it's South Ossetia, whether it's Crimea, whether it's Ukraine, they're obviously very, very scared that Putin may come for them. So we have to understand that perspective. But, you know, the worry is this. The worry is that basically, you know, Putin is now effectively a puppet of the communist Chinese regime. And that is that is worrying. That is concerning. However, what I do find pretty abhorrent is that we appear to be committed endlessly to funding the continuance of this war. That is the thing that I find seriously objectionable. And, you know, whatever we think about President Zelensky, I mean, let's face it, you know, picking good guys and bad guys in this situation is not easy or straightforward. Ukraine is a deeply corrupt country. But it seems, and it was Eisenhower that framed this, wasn't it, all those years ago, 70 years ago, he talked about the military-industrial complex, and it seems there are economic interests in this war pursuing for as long as possible, regardless of the enormous cost to life, which is genuine and which is real. And so I'm very critical of the Biden regime and indeed the British government and much of Europe. It seems they're happy for this war to go on for years, and nobody is seriously talking about peace negotiations. And I really do think we ought to be.
Yeah. And Nigel, you understand global finance very well. And this kind of creation of BRICS is really chilling for anyone that wants to see the West survive and the West continue to thrive. And it seems as if the kind of entire ruling regime, and even of your country too, is comfortable with seeing the Chinese Communist Party take over the entire world, afraid to even say a negative word about them. And this BRICS situation is not getting major coverage here in America at all, the BRICS situation. Your thoughts on that, Nigel?
Well, this is the biggest challenge in many, many ways to the dominance of the US dollar that we've seen in our lifetimes. You know, we're used to everything being priced in dollars, whether it's oil, other commodities. You know, the dollar has been the great reserve currency, U.S. Treasury bonds, the safest place in the world to put your money. And what the BRICS are trying to do is to challenge all of that. Now, there's one piece of good news on this, and that is that economically, China is in a much more fragile state than I think most commentators have begun to understand. But diplomatically, and I made this point a few minutes ago, diplomatically, I mean, the ability of the Chinese to get the Iranians and the Saudis together in one room was quite extraordinary. So be in no doubt, even though short term China does have and does face some very real economic problems, you know, their goal is to be the biggest force in the world, and that is in terms of economic strength, in terms of military strength, and in terms of diplomatic, not pressure, but influence. So don't underestimate what the Chinese Communist Party are up to. They want to be the dominant global superpower. And we, on my side of the pond, you know, we look to America to be our counterbalance to this. We look to America to be our leader when it comes to all of this. And at the moment, I'm sorry to say, and you know, I'm a great friend of America, but I think friends can be critical. The truth of it is that America is rudderless, the West is rudderless, and it's allowing China to do all these things. And that's why BRICS, for the first time, has so many countries involved.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Every day we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going woke. Americans are sick and tired of having left-wing propaganda jammed every product they consume. Woke mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions into liberal causes, and we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. I've got news for you. There is, and I want you to make the switch today. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to in your area, minus the leftist propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. Keep your phone, keep your number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Charlie. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. The debate is tomorrow. We are working on the logistics. We're going to try to do a counter stream where we're watching it in real time. We're working on the logistics of it. It just might work because the debate is also being streamed live on Rumble. You know, when is the Democrat debate? The party of democracy doesn't debate, doesn't have elections, but they're the party of democracy. The RNC is completely dysfunctional. These rules are so sloppily put together. Here's Asa Hutchinson, play cut 24.
Of course, if you believe that he's not qualified under our Constitution, the 14th Amendment, then he's not going to even be in the picture.
Well, but I agree with you, but did you sign the pledge as a condition of being at the debate that you'll support the eventual nominee? I'm just trying to find the consistency with your stated positions. I admire some of them, but some of them don't add up.
You got to think a little bit lawyerly here that I signed it saying I'm going to support the nominee of the party. I do not believe that Donald Trump will be the nominee of the party, so I can feel comfortable in signing that pledge.
Is that Nicole Wallace? Is that who that is? She's the worst. He's just lying. Yeah, I'm going to sign the piece of paper, but I'm not going to support Donald Trump if he's going to be the nominee. That's the point. The point of signing the pledge, RNC, is that you're going to support the nominee regardless of who you think the nominee is going to be. Ron DeSantis, play cut 28.
What do you think about the fact that the former president is not going to be on the debate stage next to you and you won't get a chance to put this directly to him?
Everybody should debate. Everybody has a responsibility to earn people's votes. Nobody is entitled to anything in this world, less of all the Republican nomination for president. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be making the case.
Okay. To imply that Donald Trump is acting entitled after he has been president of the United States and he is up 50 points in the polls, who has honestly, he has been campaigning like a maniac. He's literally been campaigning like a maniac since January. I mean that in the most admirable way. The pace, the rallies, the interviews. He's essentially an incumbent because 2020 was not an election. That was a joke. And for Ron DeSantis to say, well, you know, you have to earn. He is earning every vote. This is not a debate. This very well might be a vice presidential debate, but it's not a debate. Donald Trump came, Governor DeSantis, and spoke at ACTCON. Vivek Ramaswamy came and spoke at Turning Point Action. You did not. So don't lecture us about earning votes. You decided to snub our 7,000 activists and the millions of people watching online. And it's not because of that, but it just so happens right to that same time, That was really the beginning of the end of your campaign, it looked like. Yeah, earn every vote. Right. Adam Kinzinger is chiming in on his favorite network, Play Cut 23.
Well, look, I don't know how you win, because I think the only guy that right now can win is Donald Trump. There's a prisoner's dilemma because, you know, if you look at examples, people that have taken on the former president get either shunned from the party, I'm sitting here, or, you know, they end up in single digits in the polling.
You know, it's interesting. I usually am not really kind to Adam Kinzinger, but there's something that Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney have in common when they're asked about the Republican primary. And it's really interesting. Both Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney have been effectively kicked out of the Republican Party because they're philosophically incompatible with the new right. And Liz Cheney has said that Donald Trump will be the nominee and Donald Trump could become president. She doesn't want him to be, obviously. Adam Kinzinger says the same thing because they felt the wrath of MAGA. They've seen what the Republican Party is. They're wrong on so much stuff, but they're also politically not delusional because pain is a teacher. And they felt political pain. They're out of the club. They have to go to CNN to get a fair hearing. No Fox News show is going to have Adam Kinzinger on or Liz Cheney. They're done. Harriet Hageman beat Liz Cheney by 50 points. Adam Kinzinger resigned in disgrace because he didn't want the humiliation. So Adam Kinzinger actually has a much better finger on the pulse of the Republican primary, Liz Cheney does, than some of these people running for the president. They'll learn. They'll learn. Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, they'll learn. But why don't they look at Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and say, huh, I don't want to become that, because a lot of their consultants are getting very rich, very wealthy, off of their quest to finish fourth in Iowa.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life, and I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy, and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Joining us now is Senator Clint Dixon as State Senator I's new panel as a way to punish Big Fannie Willis over Trump indictments. Senator Dixon, welcome to the program. Tell us about your plan.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on the show today. You know, we've had, you know, some of my Senate one of my Senate colleagues, you know, asking or calling for a special session. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of us are frustrated by the Fulton County indictments handed down last week, which, you know, is clearly a all about Fannie Willis and her trying to elevate her celebrity status in the leftist media. And, you know, clearly, you know, there's no option for us to have a special session, in my opinion. what we would have to do, it would be to call a special session by the legislature. It would take 3/5 majority vote from the House and the Senate. And we clearly just do not have those numbers in the Georgia legislature at this time.
Oh, so then what is your plan then, since you do not have the votes?
So the clear path to take any action would be this oversight commission that was created by SB 92 last year. And that would be a clear path to have an investigation done on her lack of upholding her office and doing her duties.
So Georgia has a newly created law enabling a panel to remove DAs who are derelict or unethical in their duties. So the panel came into existence last July. So walk us through the process or what needs to happen for this to become a reality.
Yeah, so the panel has come into fruition in July. It will be set in place by sometime this fall or in October. And then any citizen, not just an elected official, but any citizen could ask for an investigation on a DA in this case as well, where clearly, they're going after, this is all politically motivated, and where office should be investigating the serious crimes that are happening in Fulton County and putting her, the taxpayer dollars and her forces towards trying to make Fulton County a safer place to live.
So do you anticipate this to be successful? What is the likelihood that you think that Fannie Willis can get removed?
Unfortunately, the legislature, we do not have purview over that. It would be this commission. And, what I would like to ask was for them to investigate, and it would be up to them to do any type of removal or any further investigations.
And who would be on this panel?
They're still forming that panel. Don't have all of the names that have been appointed to it yet. Not sure they've all been selected, but it is set to be selected and, ready to be in full operation to do investigations by sometime in October is what I've been told.
How can the Georgia grassroots assist you or help you or the audience with this?
Yeah, I would say, the biggest thing is to reach out, and I'll be happy once this panel is put together to get contact info, phone numbers, or emails where they can reach out to the panel and ask for investigations as well. I think the more folks that get involved in this, the more, opportunities we have for some type of justice here.
I sure hope so. Senator Clint Dixon, thank you so much, and we're going to be watching very closely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All eyes really are on Fulton County. And I got to be honest, we have to show every single constitutional measure possible. It is an open mystery what has happened in the great state of Georgia. Georgia was a deep red state. One of the reasons is that in 2018, 247,000 people voted by mail. In 2020, 2.4 million people voted by mail. You allow mass mail-in voting with no checks, no balances, and relax signature verification, you go from a comfortable Republican state to a blue state. That is the Colorado blueprint. Don't believe me? Read the book Blueprint. That's what they did in Washington. They did in Oregon. They're trying in Arizona. You allow mass mail-in voting, and there is something really weird in the water in Georgia politics. Great people in Georgia. Great culture. Awful politics. Awful politics. We see it time and time again, and the country has fallen apart as Georgia falls apart. One of the reasons why Georgia has been falling apart is they've allowed all these Hollywood elites and liberals to come in with tax benefits. They actively recruited Hollywood to set up studios in Georgia. Oh, it's going to be great for economic growth. Now they have an entire multi-thousand person infrastructure of the wokest, most liberal, rich actors, actresses, designers, and that whole community in Atlanta. Atlanta was a boom town, and now we wonder why Georgia has fallen apart. If you live in Georgia, you've got to get your act together. We're here to help you guys. But it is one of the most disappointing political situations. Ribbon-cutting Republicans, as we call them. All right, I want to play some more tape here as we kind of dance through some of these stories. Let's play cut 29, please.
I mean, but the thing about it is, one of the things that I have noticed is that the MAGA people in general, including at the Capitol, were definitely treated differently. I mean, there was no big wagon where they were throwing them in after they've sacked the Capitol. They went home. And now you have one of them who's allowed to go home for 2 years, and now he's gone. I mean, good luck catching him. Maybe he's in Russia with Putin. I mean, who knows where he is? But I mean, it does seem to me, and you can tell me if I'm wrong and talk me down if I'm wrong, that they are getting special treatment all the way down to the bottom. They've had lighter sentences per some legal experts than you would have gotten for assault and assaulting a police officer. Some of them have gotten months rather than years in prison. In general, I feel like they have been treated from the bottom guy all the way to Trump very, very differently than a normal person would.
They have been treated differently, Joy Reid. They've had the entire full force of the federal government thrown at them. We have pre-trial detention. We now have pictures of January 6th defendants sleeping on what would be called a doormat on the floor. If we treated terrorists that way, the ACLU and the Human Rights Campaign would be suing. And yet for pre-trial detention for January 6th defendants, they don't care. They have been treated differently. Over 1,300 people have been arrested in one of the most wide-sweeping dragnets. And if Democrats storm the Capitol in Tennessee, they don't care. If Democrats storm the Capitol in Sacramento, they don't care. If Democrats attack the Capitol in Arizona, they don't care. A national disgrace. Photos leaked of January 6th prisoner abuse, tortured 5 months in isolation in a closet room with a light and a bucket for a toilet. Let's get this picture up on screen. Ryan Samsel has been held in prison without trial now since January 2021. Take a look at that. Joy Reid says they've been getting preferential treatment. Joy Reid says that they're doing wonderful. Joy Reid says that they're getting a special sweetheart deal. Joy Reid, how would you like to spend 5 months in an isolation closet with a bucket as a toilet? Joy Reid is basically saying anything absent of firing squads, she thinks that it's not fair and equitable treatment. Donald Trump's judge in his DC case is over the DOJ's recommendations. DOJ comes in and says, we think this defendant should be 6 years. She goes 8 years. Chutkin. And Joy Reid says there's been preferential treatment, special treatment all across the board. And the story, last night as I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it was really something to me. I said, boy, I have to do a better job. It was a teaching moment for me. It was a learning moment for me. So we have to do a better job. So we're going to do a whole show. I'm going to travel about this one story. I asked by a show of hands, we had thousands of people there, how many people knew it was happening in the Michigan alternate elector story? A couple hands went up. And I said, okay, we have to do a better job. We have to do a much better job. We have not done a good, this is actually been something I've been wanting to bring in, and this is a perfect time. This is the casualty of not having Tucker Carlson every night. If Tucker was on TV, every hand would go up. If Tucker was on TV, he was a top of funnel zeitgeist maestro. Isn't it interesting how they took out Tucker, took out O'Keefe, indict the alternate electors, indict Trump? Do you think they have a plan paying attention yet? If Tucker was on TV, you got to wonder, would these summer of indictments actually have happened the way it was? Maybe, maybe not. I do know this, that Tucker not being on his time slot at 8 p.m. every single night Eastern, it's made it a lot easier for these tyrants to march without any sort of check and balance. And yes, Tucker did do interviews with Steve Sund, Capitol Hill police chief, on January 6th. And I mean this lovingly. But I can't tell you how many emails I get freedom@charliekirk.com of people saying, Charlie, I can't find Tucker. Where is he gone? They do not hear about Tucker, even though he's on X or Twitter. And I can't stand that it's called X. It feels like a pornography website. It's ridiculous. Twitter. So if you're not, unfortunately, there's a huge portion of the population that only watches cable TV. That's it. They're not going to go watch on X, Twitter. The Michigan alternate elector story is one of the cruelest stories. And a majority of the grassroots patriots, and I loved them last night, and I blame myself, not them. I said, I have to do a better job of talking about this. 16 senior citizens, including Rose Rook from Paw Paw, Michigan, 81 years old, is going to face 50 to 60 years in prison. She will die in prison for what? Did she burn down a Wendy's? Loot, arson, rape, murder? No, she signed a piece of paper, which was her constitutional right to be an alternate elector. The cruelty is the point. Show trial, Soviet style. Put them on display. chill the speech, make people afraid, and create symbols that if you dare question the regime, as Rose Rook of Paw Paw, Michigan did, 81-year-old patriot, we will make you suffer and anyone in your life suffer. But Joy Reid says that they're getting a sweetheart deal. I'd love for Joy Reid to meet Rose Rook and wonder if she's getting a sweetheart deal. But deep down, Joy Reid wants revenge. And you know what type of revenge Joy Reid wants. She's an angry person. And I'll let you guess. If Marxism ever comes to America, it will come not via the Reds, but by the Greens. We have been saying this for quite some time, and it is here, I'm telling you. If I were to just warn you, the American conservative community is woefully unprepared to fight the Greens. The Greens are on the march. Listen to them carefully. Let me just compliment the bad guys for a second of how brilliant the climate change thing is. The climate change thing, first, they are right no matter what happens. It gets warmer, they are right. It gets colder, they are right. It stays the same, they are right. So there is zero precision. There doesn't need to be, because by definition, they say that climate change is unpredictable. So they've selected a crisis that no matter what happens, they're going to be looking as if they're right. Number two, every single quote-unquote solution, and they're not solutions, is the American people having less freedom, less mobility, less liberty. Every single one. And they don't actually want a better environment. They don't. One of the things that the right is getting better at is calling their bluff. Washington Post, Republicans want to plant a trillion trees. Climate scientists are skeptical. Oh, so you don't want trees, even though trees reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Washington Post is attacking the idea of planting a trillion trees. So maybe it's not about trees, it's not about carbon, it's about freedom. This is the last thing Rush Limbaugh said in his last public address at a Turning Point USA event. We've played the tape before. We don't need to play it today, but it's worthy of just understanding. Rush Limbaugh, in front of a massive audience of young people, understood that if Marxism comes to America, it will not come to the Reds, it will come to the Greens. And they are turning up the temperature with their intensity of the crisis. In fact, they believe, and I've seen this with young people on a college campus, and I ask them plainly and ask them simply, what is a bigger threat to the American Republic or to your future? Global warming or the Chinese Communist Party? And they say global warming and climate change every single time. Play cut 25.
Former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, someone who has held your role before, has told me he believes the climate crisis may be the greatest threat to U.S. national security. Do you agree with that?
I think it is one of the most prominent threats that we face. The frequency and gravity of extreme weather events in the United States and around the world is one of the greatest challenges that the globe currently encounters, and we need to work together as a community of people across the world to address this.
We have millions of people waltzing across the southern border, and we have the DHS secretary saying that the gravity and the severity of the climate crisis, wake up everybody, Marxism will come via the green agenda. Biden very well might declare a national climate emergency to further the Green New Deal by non-democratic means, just like COVID. We've been saying this for a while, and the American right has not prepared for this. Just like how we weren't prepared for the COVID thing, and it took a while for us to catch up, I am pulling the alarm right now. I am trying to tell you guys, the mass tyrannical authoritarian power grab, first it was health, then it was race, then it was health again, then it was lawfare. You're living through lawfare, right? So if we were just kind of synthesize it, the Cultural Revolution goes in phases. First was health, then race, then lawfare, then climate. You're living through lawfare. We're unprepared for that. Do you notice how unprepared we are for all this stuff? It's because we don't study the left. We don't take them when they actually tell us who they are. We're always playing defense. We're getting better. We are getting better. I've seen improvements. We're not taking the race stuff anymore. We're rejecting the affirmative action stuff. Well, we have zero understanding of how aggressive the green agenda will become. Zero. What does decarbonize our economy mean? It means kill people. Carbon is life. Someone should say to Jay Inslee, hey, what is a human being made of? You want less carbon? How about less human beings? Play cut 30.
Because the fact of the matter is there's a beast at our door, and that's the beast of climate change. It seems like the whole world is on fire. We need to defend ourselves from climate change. We need to decarbonize our economy so these fires don't ravage us. There's not enough fire trucks in the world to protect us if we don't stop climate change.
They are talking as if this is an alien invasion. They're using military language against the weather. They're using same thing they use with COVID. Enemy, defend, fight, war. It's coming. I hope the conservative movement starts to prepare the defenses, that we start to man the ramparts, because the communist revolution is going to continue. You're living through the Cultural Revolution. You're living through an active measure. And the next phase after lawfare is going to be climate. You heard it here first. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.